going onto the ground early on, there was a wild buzz about Armagh. And I think it was the McGeaney thing, and there were too much hype about Armagh. And I mean, they were a third division team, and, you know, it was a third division team against a first division team. The first half performance was great. It was great to see, you know, the early goal coming, that, you know, the high ball into McBrady and end up finishing the goal. The game was over at that stage. What we read into it, a good first half performance, but look, Derry's going to be a completely different team, a local derby. You're not going to get the same amount of room, and Derry will play with a lot of players behind the ball.
Were you disappointed with Armagh's performance yesterday?
Yeah, I was. It'd have to be. But I think you can't blame the manager. I think, you know, Kieran McGinney had them very well prepared. I was actually in the Armagh City Hotel, and the team were in there beforehand. They came early. They were in there early. Everything was right. His preparation was very good. But he can't play in the field. And there might have been a wee bit hype about them. They realise where they're at now, and they just weren't able to break down the Donegal defence. They were running into it, and they were carrying the ball into tackles, and they weren't taking the right option, kicking long range points or trying to get quality ball inside, and they didn't do that, and they were turned over so many times the first half, and Donegal punished them. But yeah, you would have to be, from an Armagh point of view, disappointed with Armagh performance. And suppose, you know, Jamie Clark's their big player, and the blanket defence in that football does not suit Jamie Clark.
How impressed were you by Donegal? Because when you progress in a championship, Martin, you need to step up an extra level every time, and they seem to have done that from the Tyrone game.
Yeah, and suppose the other thing is, if we look at the performance of Donegal, every player from Paul Durkin to the subs that came on played well. And, you know, that's a good sign that they're sharp and that. But you've Armagh and Tyrone beaten. It's the first time ever we've beaten the two of them in the 1 year. There'll be a time in the past, if you'd both of them beat, you would definitely be Ulster champions. At this stage, you're only in the Ulster semi-final. Now, suppose we fear we'd have is with injuries, picking up injuries or red cards, anything like that there, because, you know, the squad's not as strong as it was other years. And from that point of view, that's the only thing you worry about going forward, because of the hard draw. But performance was great. It'll give them confidence. But as I said to you, the Derry game is going to be totally and utterly different game.
Is this not the best practice that you can get, match sharpness that you can get, Martin, if you want to progress to a provincial final, particularly like what you need to do in Ulster? They all said this was going to be the hard route, but Donegal's meeting these challenges head on. Is that, do you not think now, looking at it, that's the best way to do it?
Yeah, I would say that if you had a good squad of players, but if you look at Kerry won All-Ireland every year, and Kerry beat Tipperary in the Munster final, Donegal have beaten Armagh and Tyrone, they're still in the Ulster semi-final. So I think, you know, the freshness, and, you know, we have to give credit to the management and the medical people, the way they're keeping the players fresh, particularly the older players. People say they have plenty of miles in the clock. I don't worry about that there. Look at but they're keeping them fresh for matches, which is very important. And, you know, getting the Tyrone game out of the way first was important. And, you know, that game there was a difficult enough game, but, you know, they showed their leadership, the quality about them and everything else as a team. So yeah, it does definitely, it provided we don't pick up any injuries. That's the most important thing, we don't pick up any injuries. And, you know, the next game's only next Saturday week, it's on next Saturday week. So they're right there. You know, they were back, they came back to the Mount Airy Gael after the match, go to the swimming pool after the match. So listen, the preparation is good. Injuries will be the big thing. And we know Eamon McGee picked up a knock, and Paddy McBurdy picked up a hamstring injury. So hopefully they'll clear up, and then we'll have Colin McFadden be back as well.
Derry is going to be the next challenge for Donegal. Brian McIver was there yesterday in the stand. Do you think he's got a lot more now to think about than what he did before the 2 o'clock throw-in yesterday?
Well, I think he knows a lot about Donegal. He knows a lot about them players because he managed them, and he knows what they're about as players. He managed a lot of them, bar a few of the younger lads. He managed Michael Murphy. So anybody from Michael Murphy age up, he's managed. So he knows all about them. He knows all about Donegal. And, you know, from McIver's point of view, he'd be under no pressure going into the match. Derry will not be expected to win. But with quality players like Mark Lynch and Owen Bradley up front, they have Fergal Doherty in the middle of the field. They're probably one of the best midfields, not alone in Ulster and Ireland. And they've good marking defenders. This Derry game's going to be tough. It'll be a tough battle. Again, it's another battle. You know, you look at it, the game will be in Clonus. It'll be a different pitch, different thing. And the game's going to be played in the evening as well, which is a wee bit of different preparation. I mean, but look, Donegal are going well. They're going to be hot favourites going to that match. But I think Derry, one team, I feel they have as good a players as any other team in Ulster. You can never write them off. It's how they perform themselves on the day. So I think it's going to be a different game completely. It'll be more like the Tyrone game. The Derry game will be more like the Tyrone game. But Donegal have got them two good games under the belt, which definitely would hope to stand for them.
And Derry now have this tremendous weight taken off their shoulders as well. They waited so long to get a win in the Ulster Championship, 4 years, and all of a sudden there's a relief there. And they're going to go into this one with no pressure?
Yeah, the pressure's off them. And the likes of Owen Bradley, who wasn't fully fit the last day, will feel that the extra week's training that he has will help him, and there they'll probably have Patsy Bradley back fit and no other players that they were missing that day back fit. So yeah, as always, the most important thing in the first round is get over the first round. That's the most important thing in Ulster, is get over that first round. They've got over it, as you said, the weight's off their shoulders. And you know, Derry love playing Donegal. They love playing Donegal, and Donegal's going in, you know, reading papers today and listening to people, you think Donegal have the All-Ireland won already, and I mean, that's crazy. You can't go from one situation to the other, and sometimes that happens for teams, but I think the players will be able to keep their feet on the ground. It'll take another big performance, and I really say, as I know Derry Miners are there as well as the Donegal Miners, it's a great day for both teams in the North West. It'll be a brilliant day in Clonus, but I think that, you know, a 1-point victory will be good enough, and that's what semi-finals are about, just getting over the line.
You mentioned there about what's in the papers, and now Donegal are All-Ireland contenders after beating Armagh, but the players have come through two big games, and they've been in big situations before, Martin, and there won't be much problems within the camp, and all these guys being grounded today after that one yesterday.
Ah, definitely, there's no doubt about it. They'll be totally grounded, and that's the way this is what they're about. They have bigger things on their mind, this Donegal team, and you know, they're back down to earth right away. There were no real celebrating after the match yesterday. In time in the past, when we'd won a championship game, there'd be big celebrations, you'd be swapping jerseys and everything else. That doesn't go on anymore. You just, as a game, you get on with it and you move on, and that's what this Donegal team's doing. So preparation, what they're back training tomorrow night, and the preparation will be there. But it's another hurdle, and it's a good hurdle and another step. If Donegal are able to win this Ulster Championship, I'd say it'll be the toughest one they've ever won, considering everything. But I mean, if you go back to the Monaghan game, and we did it in Letterkenny and Letterkenny, and everybody after the game said this Donegal team's finished in that league match. So that's how it changes. Now we're the greatest team in Ireland. That day we're finished. So look, you have to keep your feet in the ground. And the one people do is the players, and I have to give them credit for that.